I want to move on to something completely different, but it's an important visit of the Abu Dhabi leader to India. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Prime Minister Narendra Modi did, in fact, greet the Crown Prince in New Delhi. Let's have those graphic points up, because energy sharing is one of the key points that both sides are looking at. Nuclear energy, a pact in the nuclear energy sector. We will find out more details about what that ultimately entails, but an MOU for the operation and maintenance of the Barak nuclear power plant, that's what this actually refers to, something which India might actually be involved in, a pact for a long-term LNG supply from Abu Dhabi. We are in need for fuel of all sorts, an LNG supply from Abu Dhabi. That's something that we are looking at as well. A pact for oil exploration has been given to India to explore a particular oil block off the coast of Abu Dhabi, an agreement for setting up food parks as well. So those are four areas which are fairly significant, which have come up today. But joining us now, Ambassador Prabhu Dayal. We're also joined by Major General Sharafuddin Sharif, the chairperson of the UAE-India Business Council. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us. General Sharaf, in your mind, do you believe that one of the key bedrocks of the relationship between Abu Dhabi and India, or the UAE and India, is energy security? How much of a driver is that?
Well, the energy sector is a major drive for that relationship. Has been increasing since started 25 years before and after the first visit of His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed to India, and the agreements that they have signed together in UAE and in India to boost that relationship. The business has increased from $50 billion now, I believe, up to $80 billion. So the energy sector plays a major role, but the other sectors like food and other businesses sector, ports and logistics, has also played a big role in boosting the relationship.
Ambassador Dayal, we use the word strategic relationship quite frequently, and I suppose the context is different for different countries. What does it mean for India and the UAE?
Well, for India and UAE, having a strategic relationship emphasizes the need which we both place on having a fully developed all-round relationship. Now, let me mention that India and UAE have had a history of good relations. But during Prime Minister Modi's tenure, these relations have been strengthened and deepened considerably. And now they cover a whole range of very, very important areas. Now, very significant steps have been taken. As you mentioned, there was a comprehensive strategic partnership agreement which was signed in 2017. Then building on that, a comprehensive economic partnership agreement was signed in May 2022. And this has resulted in a strong growth in the bilateral relationship. Now, India is the second biggest trading partner of UAE, coming after China. And UAE is India's third biggest trading partner. UAE is also our second biggest export destination. And, you know, trade is a very important component in bilateral relations between countries. And the fact that India-UAE relations have strengthened in the trade and economic area shows that we are serious about building our partnership, not just in the area of political collaboration, but the comprehensive economic partnership too. And it is envisaged that the effort is to take the bilateral trade now beyond $100 billion. Now, let me mention why I said that Prime Minister Modi has paid a lot of attention to this. You know, Prime Minister Indira Gandhi had visited UAE in 1981. After that, no Prime Minister from India visited UAE till Sri Narendra Modi became the Prime Minister in 2014. Now, the very next year, in 2015, he visited UAE and has visited that country a total of 7 times.
Right.
And in return, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, who is the president of UAE and the ruler of Abu Dhabi, has visited India 4 times. So these higher level exchanges.
It is an important, you know, the high level. I take your point
significantly.
Yeah, Ambassador, half a sec. General Sharaf, ultimately, though, it's the people of both sides who make that relationship. Could you tell us about the significant role played over decades by Indian nationals in the United Arab Emirates?
Indian nationals have played a major role in developing UAE. They have been benefiting themselves and making the local community benefit from their expertise and their economic strength they have brought along with them while living in the UAE. The expertise they have brought has increased the rich knowledge that we have today have and dependency that we have on that relationship is very high. You can see how many of Indian businessmen have flourished in the UAE and has reached to the top level internationally, and their bases in the UAE. So I'm sure the Indian community is enjoying a very good lifestyle, and they are making our culture get more richer from what they have been doing, having from their own side in India.
Right.
So believe me, this relationship continues in that level that it's increasing more and more every year. It will make it more beneficial for both sides.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. A very, very important strategic relationship, India and the United Arab Emirates. We're out of time on Left, Right and Center. I'll be back tomorrow at 9 p.m. For the moment, from all of us here on the Left, Right and Center team, good night.